Muchas gracias.
Thank you. We are now going to hear from Mabel Salinas, the Secretary General of Rural Affairs and Ecological Production at the Regional Government.
Bueno, buenas.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for being here. Minister, welcome back to your home city, Pedro, President. Welcome, Rosa, the two Pedros. Well, thank you all for being here. I didn't intend to speak because the minister is here, and but I would like to thank Rosa Aguilar for her efforts in being here. We know that yesterday and today she's been very busy. We know that the horticulture sector in Spain is going through a very difficult situation, and this is why, of course, I have to apologize for the absence of the regional ministry, Minister of Agriculture, who is speaking to the Parliament at the moment, and but she would have liked to have been here at this conference. Very briefly, just to I'd just like to thank the Interprofesional for the excellence of this conference, for the because this is something which we is which is it's very, very important for us to come to common conclusions and put things down in black and white about this gold that that is our oil. Pedro's organized an excellent conference, and he's put the accent exactly where it's needed. In the Andalusian Greek government would like to say very briefly that everything and all of us who form part of the olive oil sector, we have a tool in our hands. This is the Agri-Food Quality Law, which we are about to bring out. We're also going to pass the olive law, the first olive law in Europe. We've brought this law out here in Andalusia. It couldn't be anywhere else, because we know that for us, and this is something we've said it many times before, the olive sector represents our lives, our way of living, and it is the means of life living for 300 towns in Andalusia. And as our Minister Rosa Aguilar knows, that we are putting all our efforts into the olive sector. So I should like to thank you once again and apologize for the absence of the regional ministry, because, as I say, we've had a very complicated week this week, and the regional minister has had a very tough time and is going to have to go back to Brussels. So I'd like to thank you all, and like the Interprofessional, for all of the efforts, because what we need is to work together on the quality of our best oils. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you. We shall now hear from the Minister of the Environment and the Rural and Marine Affairs, Rosa Aguilar. President of the Interprofesional of Spanish Olive Oil, General Secretary of Rural Affairs and Ecological Production of the Regional Governments, Vice Mayoress of the City Cordoba City Council, the Rector of the University of Cordoba, government delegates, authorities, ladies and gentlemen, friends. It is for me a cause for pride and satisfaction to be able to take part in the inauguration of the 5th International Conference Beyond Extra Virgin. And it is a cause for special joy to be able to hold this conference here in my homeland, in my home city, in Cordoba. Cordoba, a meeting point where we can meet, speak, to promote initiatives regarding opportunities for olive oil, the values of excellence, which is the central theme of the conference. I'd like to welcome to Spain and to Andalusia and to Cordoba all of those who have come from different places of the world, from different parts of Europe, and from other parts of our own land. And I'd like to say that here in Cordoba, we have a special city, a singular city, with a long tradition of fruitful dialogue between different cultures, beliefs, and ways of thought, between people who over history have lived together in this city, giving their own particular philosophies and perspectives to that melting point of civilizations which we today know as the Mediterranean culture. Because, in fact, the Mediterranean Sea, its communications routes, were what really facilitated the creation of this common culture where olive oil figures as one of its most characteristic elements. Olive oil as the basis of a healthy diet, as a source of light and heat, or as a religious element in antiquity, and always as an economic activity, work as a way of life, as a landscape, and as a delight for the palate. These qualities, these secular traditions, these ancient traditions are today valued and recognized throughout the world. Olive oil is one of the essential components of the Mediterranean diet, which was declared last year to be part of the intangible cultural heritage of the world by UNESCO. Our geography, our climate, our history have created an excellent selection of foods and a unique way of preparing them, which is based on the balance, on equilibrium, on imagination, and matching and the rhythm of the seasons. The emphasis in this conference on the distinction of flavors and the healthy properties of oils will undoubtedly generate positive synergies with the sector, the gastronomy sector, and the health sector, which is very strongly represented here today. The conference that we are inaugurating today intends, as it must, to highlight those intrinsic values of royal oil, promoting it under the note from the point of view of excellence, and contributing in this conference and through your actions to increasing the added value of this liquid gold. And you're doing it, as you must, of course, by casting your gaze at the producers, the millers, the bottlers, and the retailers, who are all interested in achieving that excellence. All of you know that here in Cordoba, in Andalusia, we are in the biggest production zone in Europe and almost in the world. Spain represents 57% of production in the whole of the European Union and 40% of world production. Now, among this enormous production in Spain, Andalusia is the predominant community because we have 83% of Spanish production. And in turn, the province of Cordoba is the second biggest producer in Andalusia and in Spain as a whole, with 280,000 tons a year. For this reason, it is, of course, particularly significant and meaningful that today we are here in this Andalusian city, in this Cordoba, this 3,000-year-old city. And let me also say and recall the importance of all of the sector in the field of employment, because this sector, our sector, which is so important, which has offered so much excellence and such quality, generates in our country more than 46 million days work each year. And our exports, thanks to the efforts, the extraordinary efforts, and the work done by the interprofessional, exports to more than 100 countries, an increase of 61% over the last decade. And furthermore, I am convinced that we share the need to demonstrate how oil is more than just a product. When we speak of oil, of olive oil, we are talking of culture. We're talking of health. We're talking of gastronomy. And when we talk of olive groves, we're talking about environmental benefits, the struggle against climate change, contributing to lower CO2 emissions. When we talk about olive groves and the oil sector, we can talk about rural development in producing countries. We can contribute to the creation of wealth and the generation of employment. We can promote quality of life of all of our citizens in the rural areas, and we can implement a way of life and a way of sharing that those rural areas which are so important to all of our countries. Friends, a conference such as this is undoubtedly an opportunity to improve the essential matters, issues such as market organization, the concentration of supply, internationalization, information, consumer information, marketing, and the relationship with gastronomy and tourism. And above all, it is an opportunity to progress towards greater quality and excellence, investing, as has been done by the sector, in innovation, technological applications, and scientific research. And we must accept and recognize here and now, today, here, in these fields, in the field of technology and innovation and research, we have come a long way. I would like to expressly recognize the enormous efforts at modernization that have been made by the sector. But I also know that the sector, all of the sector, is fully aware that we have to continue progressing. We know that we have to go on and to move forward. And there is no doubt whatsoever that you will have us at your sides in those efforts. But allow me also here to say that we find ourselves at a very special time, a singular time in the European Union. We are debating the new Common Agricultural Policy beyond 2013, and it is a time that we should take advantage of. We cannot allow this opportunity to escape. We must be determined to achieve a strong common agricultural policy with sufficient budgets, with direct aid and rural development as its main elements. And I must underline this, we must substantially improve the mechanism for market management, and they must favour agriculture in general and the oil sector in particular, because we cannot again see what we have seen in recent times, when there have been no market management mechanisms, there's been no appropriate or adequate price fixed over time to pay a fair price to the sector for the storage, which we are still working towards, because we think it is only fair, it is only justice to the so that the sector can do this. So we have to continue the battle in the European Union. We will never consider the battle lost. We will always be taking steps forward, and we will sooner or later bring in the necessary elements in the new CAP, because we want the storage prices that have been set today not fair reference prices, which can, and they're not fair prices to be implemented. And as regards market management, we have a fundamental objective, which is the balance of the value chain, which is absolutely essential, even though we also know that in the oil sector we must find specific, we'll put specific actions on the table, and we must find bring out specific legislation nationally as well to guarantee that balance in the value chain. And we are working with the sector already on a law with measures to improve the operation of the food chain. This is a very important task that we have before us, and we are going to do it in the way and in the manner that we believe that we have to work. We have to do this through dialogue, we have to listen to the sector, and with participation, offering greater powers and greater a greater voice to the interprofessional, because the interprofessional is the way forward. This is the way forward that together we must walk, together we must do this, so that together we can guarantee the future for all of the oil sector. I hope you have very fruitful work at this conference, and I have no doubt that the conclusions will be a reference point for the day-to-day work, for the commitment of the sector, and for the Ministry of the Environment, Rural and Marine Affairs. The Minister of Agriculture will be paying attention to all of these results, and I should like to congratulate the President of the Interprofessional. I'd like to congratulate you for the excellence, which is the badge of identity, not just of this fifth conference, but also of our olive oil. I am sure that the conference will contribute to progress in the sector. It's going to take a global view and integrate in the future. It's going to integrate and take us forward on the road we have to walk. And I should like to stop here. I'd like to end my words by saying that apart from working here, I hope, as a Cordoban, I hope you can enjoy this land, this city. I hope that you have sufficient time to lose yourselves through our streets and our squares, to find the extraordinary, the beautiful corners of the city where you can enjoy, and to listen to the silence, because in Cordoba you can hear the silence, and as Azorín said, you can also hear the soul of things. I hope you have an excellent stay in this, in these lands, and I hope that this is, and in this city, which we hope will be declared the European Capital of Culture 2016. Thank you very much for being here.